Diamantes, así que con diamante me gusta.
Qué bonita está mi novia, que se merece un trono. Venga. Corona de brillante, ya es con perla lloro. Corona de brillante, ya es con perla lloro.
Quiero, no quiero, lo quiero, yo no quiero. Vete conmigo y hasta que se muera.
Si hay alguien que aquí se oponga, que no levante la voz,
que no lo escuche la novia.
Take over the world.
Puffin' on stramonium, underground like potholes but going fly. So these bars like art in the Smithsonian. These vultures for custodians, homeless men, horny overgen dudes. Rise at my laptop looking at Red Fallopian too. They like your Joey Uru, I'm like if only you knew. I'm only in school for cosmology, that's why I act as lonely as you. You see I'm wise behind my ears and my peers, so my voice over the snares is the only way they hear. But I got behind my membrane, but I've been smoking chem strain. So lately I've been having hard times with remembering. But be patient, my studies prove Egyptians ain't shit, cause I believe that we could be like Neo in the Matrix. But fuck it, I'm erratic, mama locked me in the attic. Please till I draw on the static and my somatic anatomy and come out imputed with futures and blueprints and illmatics. I've been going raw, this is how I feel rapping. We get y'all certain tactics, so y'all can't even gas us. We taught you how to be prepared, but still attacking the masses. Y'all better get y'all gases, cause we bout to annihilate
the new Babylon Empire.
My empire gates in the Empire State. I'm on a higher platform, look at the way they platform. Never fuck with phony men, cause I don't like my back torn. Nigga, ask Quan, it's that top rhyme that you ain't used to. Keep it neutral to school, and then tell her no beef like noodles. could scoop. I tell them no beef like noodles. It's world domination, nation. You tuned into my station. Always got the doobie in the motherfucking Nathan. Always got the trees. So what the fuck you mean I ain't about to rise to the top with my fuckers? World domination, nation. You tuned into my station. Always got the doobie in the motherfucking Nathan. Always got the trees. So what the fuck you mean I ain't about to rise to the top with my fucking team?
Yo, who the fuck passed you the mic?
Fucking beautiful. I no longer bite my nails down to the cuticles. My sex stories ain't suitable for listeners. Cause prisoners to whack off. Enough of that soft shit. Me by myself, it's like the four horsemen. You're just a poor sportsman. Your sports car could be your coffin. Thought of revenge, release endorphins. That make me feel just like I'm swimming with some dolphins. Ring, ring for this, I got a calling, baby. Shit, I might retire, spend the rest of my days down in New Orleans, maybe. Money changed me for the better, so I brought it back and got the all black cheddar with the header and the leather bra. Thinking back like shit, dog, you really set the bar. High as fuck, about to twist another. Too many people gone, then we miss our brothers. What the fuck is going on? A strange sense, something's going wrong, I can feel it in my fingers, man. Oh shit, a strong scent lingers. Something's going wrong, I can feel it in my fingers. Like arthritis when it's raining. Let it rain on me. Let it rain on me. It only took me 9 times to make the debut. 10th time to charm shit. Now my man's on road, that means I'm hard charged. Whatever on the Visa card. Half moon sees the parts. A lot of motherfuckers blind, they could've see the art. War stories, throw them through a stack of tables. Wrap my body in a stack of Bibles, cause shit could get dangerous. Bam, bam, splash off the turnbuckle. Now you no longer have the use of nerves and muscles. We'll see who loves me if I need a liver. Shit, you feel defenseless in the presence of a stripper. You cannot be trusted with the access to the money. I crash more Benzes than when they practice with the dummies. I make these bastards look funny. Bugs Bunny. Pussy, Bugs Bunny. I make these bastards look funny. Bugs Bunny, yeah. These motherfuckers must be crazy, cause I ain't going nowhere. Until I'm called up to the stars, then I'll go there. Until then, I'm back here to live another life. But for now, I'm asking ladies like, what's up tonight? Baby, what's up tonight? Yeah, what's up tonight, baby?
All right. Howdy, y'all. I don't want to come right out with the theme right off the bat, especially because having a theme is already a surprise, but we're going spaghetti western, just because I like the phrase. Never even really understood it, and it's not going to have any bearing on the music that plays, but that's the theme. Keep it in mind. Kind of interpret everything from here on out through that lens, if you will. First, the formalities. I'm your host, DJ Block Party. That's all caps, that's no vowels, that's no spaces, just like a lot of you have it tattooed. You nailed it. It's perfect. It's beautiful. And I'm flattered. Not in the studio as of yet. We have DJ Fort Knox. He'll make his introduction and you guys will go crazy like you always do. In the meantime, since I'm riding solo, as the cowboys always used to say, we're going to stick to the music. I hope that's okay with you. It's okay with me, and I'm the one with the lasso in this situation, if you will. So, giddy up.
Sing to the B-E-A-T, get
All right. I don't know if I'd classify all that as authentic cowboy music, but the modern cowboy, they've got diversified taste in music, film even. The modern cowboy loves a good film. They still like hold up saloons all the time, wherever they can find them, but in between saloon stick-ups, yeah, the modern cowboy is sophisticated, so why don't you take a step back, maybe re-examine your own tastes. That's a message from cowboys. It's not my personal taste. Anyway, that's enough from me.
Call your phone. Chains, spread eagle bitches in the crib, giving brains still. Keep them clocks in the champion gear that I rock. Well, hide my face for me, mask down. 357 in the box of shells. Seen Vail, dead on the kid in the stairwell. Stem cell, my niggas are scientific. We make crumbs and wax. The THC is prolific. Fruitful, my clan bundle cash like Pablo. Banked in the Cayman, stairs houses out in Cabo.
Tequila, mock and burn, you fly, you run. ask you, what's your birthday, what's your rising? Don't know, but the combo mesmerizing.
I beat it like battery, you know them energy guns. Be the last to bitch pour up a glass of tequila.
Shells for a living and berry gon' smell blood trail. Every minute rogue wave when you niggas no fair. When I hit him, every time I see it big, I don't hesitate to kill him. Ain't nobody give a fuck about a rule. Either get diplomas or a tool, I'm a cool with my youngest no boo. When I spray in this cage, you fuckers fuck a gang affiliated with nothing but my name. Man, I don't give a fuck about a motherfucking pole. I'ma pull up with that stick and hit your mother.
Hit a strip like in Bangkok. Never ever see me ever trip. But a live right. See me on the TV screaming, bitch, you a damn fraud. And you don't wanna fuck with a chicken like me. When I pull up in that Maserati, better duck for your brain spider on the concrete. I'ma hit you with that 4-5 bullet, hit your neck when the bow tie. Looking like a thriller feeling, bitch. I'ma go right back with the clip. And I know you be shaking. Don't test me or I'ma just click at your noggin.
Man, I don't give a fuck about a motherfucking pole. I'ma pull up with that stick and hit your motherfucking dough. Man, I don't give a fuck about a motherfucking pole. I'ma pull up with that stick and hit your motherfucking dough.
Yeah.
We're saying howdy today.
Oh, howdy, y'all.
Just to do a quick kind of a role reversal, if you will, wherein the audience is caught up and I catch the DJ to speed.
What?
Yeah, kind of like a Freaky Friday situation, if you
will. It's exactly like that.
It's exactly like Freaky Friday.
What's happening right now is exactly like if we were switching bodies.
Yeah.
One of us was going to high school and...
And the other one was their mom.
Yeah. And my daughter's boyfriend was hitting on me.
Oh, I don't remember the movie that well.
Yeah.
So I announced at the beginning of the show, on a whim, that the theme of tonight's show is spaghetti western. But before you get stressed out about it, I told the audience that it's not going to have anything to do with the music or the discussion. It's just the theme. And I acknowledge that us even having a themed show is kind of a surprise. So everyone else has dealt with
everyone's
it at this
fine.
Point.
Y'all are caught up. Y'all are caught up.
That's good. Mm. That's good. Earlier, I made a pretty forced lasso metaphor.
Oh. I really wish I'd heard it.
Yeah, it was about how they didn't really have a say in what music I play because I'm the one with the lasso in this situation.
That's
meaning just
lazy.
I'm in charge.
Yeah. Weird.
I don't know how. I guess I have the spurs.
Yeah, if we are the horses.
Yeah, which I don't think you are.
Or no, if the audience are the horse.
The audience is the horse, yeah. If it were up
That's
to
true.
Me, the audience would be like all the people standing on the sidewalk like watching the saloon get robbed.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, this is so terrible, but man, that cowboy's kind of sexy.
Yeah.
You know?
And he's got a lasso.
And he's got a So he's got literally only a lasso.
Yeah, that's what he's
Just
got.
Like the guy in Kingsman 2, if that resonates with anyone.
Saw the first one, did not see the second one.
There's an electric lasso in the second one. It's pretty cool.
That's interesting to know. It's just want to also say for anyone who isn't, you know, sort of completely aware just by the first timbre of my voice exactly who I am and who it is that's speaking, but this is Fort Knox. It's DJ Fort Knox. This is Ski Cops.
How do you
It's all caps, no vowels.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Because earlier I was talking about how everyone was like, you don't even need to tell us how to spell it. We all have it tattooed.
Right.
And then
right,
I was like, huh, everyone else they got Fort Knox tattoos, right? Yeah. But, you know, but, like, they know how to spell it.
They know how to spell it. It's all caps, no vowels.
Yeah.
And speaking of sort of the sort of topography of DJ names, why don't we introduce, we've got a guest tonight, DJ...
Avi's a bitch.
Wow. This Avi?
Wow.
That's eerie.
Do you mean Block Party?
Yeah, do you mean Block Party or do you mean Avi?
Also,
I'm
you gotta keep the curses down.
Yeah.
There.
I'm just saying.
Cowboys like to curse and we appreciate your commitment to the theme.
Because y'all reckon that Avi's a B.
Well,
Avi
thank the goodness Avi's not in the studio tonight.
Yeah, because that would be weird for whoever that is to hear. Like, it'd be pretty... Yeah.
But an Avi out there exists.
That's true.
That's true. That's
true. I'll tell you what, a lot of the ones that I know, they're bees.
Yeah.
That's true.
They're all bees.
They're all bees.
They're all
not DJ Block Party,
Seinfeld.
Though. They should be so lucky.
Huh.
They should be so lucky.
Amazing.
Brilliant. And just to catch you guys up one more time, I had a little bit of a interlude about how the modern cowboy has, you know, like more diverse taste. And so that's why the theme fits, you know? Because the modern cowboy still, like, sticks up saloons and tames broncos and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
but
obviously.
But they also, like, you know, they saw the Phantom Thread in theaters a couple times, you know? Like, it's that kind of situation.
Hey, do we need to talk about anything specific?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I have a couple of specific thoughts.
I have some specific thoughts. I got some specific thoughts. I'm kind of about space heaters.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I was thinking that space
heaters... That is right off the bat pretty specific.
Well, I just was just sort of at that and just thinking like, huh.
Space heaters.
Space heaters.
Yeah, word.
And I was thinking, I'm so happy when I have my own space.
Yeah.
Which is what? My own space heater.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating.
Yeah.
You know, kind of allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in.
Yeah.
While helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I was also just thinking that it's also true that space heaters account for about a third of home heating fires.
Yeah.
And 81%
Wait, what?
Of home heating. Yeah, 80,
like,
yeah.
Pretty much on board with this until that.
Until line. That part, it's just that. Well, for new DJs to the show, we actually I think had a PSA type of discussion last week.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about there.
It's just like we.
Just
a lot of the time, I have specific thoughts, and Liam has specific thoughts, and we discuss them, and they end up sounding a little bit like the PSAs we hear when we listen to the radio.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. We think
well,
it comes from us.
We can't help it.
I think we might have done it first.
I think so, too. Anyway, all I was going to say is we had a discussion pretty recently.
They should be called PSCs, as in perfect ski cops. Right?
Yeah. So we had a PSC-style discussion the other day about fire safety in the home.
Shit.
So now it's just a little bit confusing for me to hear DJ Fort Knox go and promote space heaters like this when they account for a third of in-house fires.
Well, I think what I'm doing is I'm... offering a subversive sort of like reading of my thoughts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like I'm conflicted.
Yeah, but like my point is to get somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And that somewhere is to recognizing that space heaters account for 81% of home heating fire deaths. And so it's important to follow the manufacturer's
safety
and operating.
You said home heating fire deaths?
Yeah.
I can only think of three kinds of home heating fire deaths to begin with, though.
Well, let me hear them. Rattle them off.
Okay, well, space heaters, central heaters, and like a fireplace.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No one's dying from a fireplace.
Or people who can't afford to like restock whatever like gas is powering their heat, so they end up like using their ovens.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's true.
Or a space heater.
Yeah, or a space heater.
It's getting
dark. All I'm saying is...
We had a space heater.
All I'm saying is... if you're
Don't
counting statistics within the category of home heater-related deaths, it's narrow.
Look, I'm all saying is, if you gotta have them, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains,
if you
pets.
Gotta have them.
Listen,
paper?
bedding, furniture, curtains, pets.
Oh my god.
Those dang flammable pets.
Oh my god.
And people.
People.
At least 3 feet away, space heaters should be monitored. Well, I'm just saying that space heaters should probably be monitored when they're in operation.
Yeah, well, that's true. That much is true.
And that you should always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed.
I was just thinking in response to that, that cowboys don't really have any of those things. I wouldn't call the horse a pet, you know? So cowboys are kind of free from this whole dilemma. Yeah, I think they So for that reason...
Yeah.
I'm anti-space heater.
I 100% kind of understand what you're saying. I'm saying,
yeah,
what
here's
I'm
the thing
saying
about
is
me,
I'm not
here's,
necessarily...
Here's what I'm saying about you only kind of understanding what I'm saying, is that it makes sense, because sometimes it can be hard for...
For what?
Parents to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Just always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, and this is important, even on short drives, even if it's, like, down the block, you know? Make sure they're wearing their seatbelts. Oh my God, never give up until they buckle up.
That's just something you thought, huh?
No.
You're just thinking about it?
You know what? I was thinking about it, but it's not because I thought of that phrase. Are you kidding me? Never give up until they buckle up? No. I can't come up with that kind of thing. It's an old cowboy phrase.
Right.
yeah. Cowboys in the Spaghetti West used
to
always say,
they
never
used to
give
always
up until
say,
they buckle up.
I think that's right. I think you have that right.
Yeah, never knew
honest.
What they were talking about, right? Because it's, you know, horses, but...
Well, what all I'm saying is that I think it's... I actually think it's another old Western saying.
Yeah.
Which is...
There's so many.
There's a lot right. of them. And one of the most popular was, never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby.
That one rolls off the tongue
it
in
really
kind of
does.
A peculiar
really
way,
does.
But I like it.
It's very like down homey. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's like, oh, sweetheart, but it's also like, never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or small children.
It's kind of like if you were to like just take the last sentence of a long Spaghetti Western fable that they tell their kids,
epic,
you know?
Yes.
And then that's the like moral
that's
at
the moral.
End. I couldn't rattle it off to you from memory, but... Mm. That's the moral.
It's something like, it has that spirit. That
yeah,
that's,
exactly.
That sort of
and it's a little bit too long to be a phrase on its own.
Agreed. Yeah,
but it could be a moral. You
it
know, like the slow tortoise always beats the hare. The fast hare. I mean, sorry. It's a little too long to just be a phrase on its own. You guys don't hear people saying out and about the slow tortoise always beats the
oh my
fast
god
hare.
I think you would.
But it works perfectly as a moral to a story that exists. That's what I'm saying.
I would agree with that.
Thank you.
I think it's something that I might have heard in a dream once.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
The slow tortoise beats the fast hare.
Always
beats
the fast
hare.
Yeah.
You know what always beats back my hair?
I'm with you. I'm picturing
with
it.
Excitement.
Yeah, of course.
New music.
Yeah, cool.
Let's all play right. some.
Sayonara.
What you wanna do? Hey, feeling like that nigga. These days my skin is much clearer. My woman's skin is much clearer. Of course I'm drinking my water. Don't spend too much time in mirrors. Reflections that get you caught up. Connections that get you brought up in conversation. You basing everything you know about me from moments. I'm more a compilation or composition. It's complicated. I've contemplated so many perspectives. Accommodated my vices. Exonerated emotions. And then I'm coping. McCully coking. I'm trapping my demons over Bohemian Rhapsody. They draw lines and our widows peak. We don't peak in capacity. Casually giving no fucks about your two cents. We gon' clip the loose ends. We gon' clip the split ends. We gon' split ends. We gon' burn the nooses. They tried to exclude us. They lied to include us. My tribe is of Judah. Your kind is a Judas. I ordered this season no Brutus. Among us uprooting the fungus. These niggas is leeches. They learned it all from us. They run. Don't forget to counting up another nigga dough. Don't call me a hater just because I wasn't fucking with the flow. If it's Reggie, then I gotta let you know. Keep it that real, niggas already know. Don't you get to counting up another nigga dough. Don't call me a hater just because I wasn't fucking with the flow. If it's Reggie, then I gotta let you, know. That real, niggas already do. What you wanna do about me telling the truth? I get it, you sensitive, and I don't say that with malice. My intentions are pensive and poignant. Opinions annoying as they are often informing. I'm critically thinking, I'm fixing my form and my shooting percentages rising. I worked on my vertical simply by just switching horizons. Collided my will with the wave, and niggas call me Poseidon. Just call me the plug. I'm providing the drugs in small doses. We grinding, we rolling, we smoking, we cooking, we eating, refocus, repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat till it's polished. Acknowledge my genius. No college degree on me, got a few G's with me, got a OZ on me, it's some OG homie. Don't you count the paper on me, don't you get to counting up another nigga dough. Don't call me a hater just because I wasn't fucking with the flow. If it's Reggie, then I gotta let you know. Keep it that real, niggas already know. Don't you get to counting
open up another nigga door. Don't call me a hater just because I wasn't fucking with the flow. If it's Reggie, then I gotta let you know that real niggas already.
We're back already.
Hey.
We missed you too.
Yeah, it was just too long.
Not the band, obviously. No. We don't miss you too.
No.
I don't, at least.
No, you too.
I don't mean to speak for the group.
I don't think they're gone, but I wish they were. And so they're kind of gone for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, what have they been up to since that one time
what
with
are they
that
doing?
Album?
Yeah. Even then.
DJ Avi's
even then.
I actually decided to change my name.
Okay,
oh,
please.
Great.
Yeah, legally.
To
for
what?
The notaries in this case, so.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
But I thought that you guys should be a part of this moment.
I think okay.
It's a special moment. This is the first time the world's gonna. My new name is. Avi's actually a really nice person.
Yeah. There we go.
Okay. It's just kind of confusing because, and for the people out in the real world, DJ Avi's actually a really nice person. He's gesturing towards me, and it's like that's just not me, you know. Like, so I'm just confused. Hello.
Yes. Anyway, clearly DJ Block Party is just confused because he's DJ Block Party.
Yeah, you know I'm not. Saying? What?
You just you think that Avi.
What do you mean?
Avi is in the author who writes those children's books.
What do you mean?
So is my voice on the air right now?
There's I don't think there's
you're
no
right.
connection here.
You're right.
Sure why
I actually think that that's a great legal name.
Yeah,
I think it's very beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what does it mean? What's its deep meaning?
It's this from this German story.
Yeah.
My grandma used to tell it to me a lot when I was a kid.
Okay.
Growing up.
Oh, I like it.
In rural Germany.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What town?
the one that's like a couple miles from Berlin.
Yeah, word. I was going to ask, close to Berlin?
It's close to Berlin.
Yeah.
And there's trees. It's rural. Yeah.
Oh, it's rural. Yeah.
It's rural. Yeah, so there's rural. Trees.
Yeah.
Any horses?
A lot of horses.
A lot of horses.
And weird cowboys.
Hell yeah.
For the Central European country. Yeah.
I didn't know that Germany had cowboys.
Yeehaw.
The more you know, I guess.
Exactly.
I think that just like cowboys ride horses, it's important to know that peacocks and their listeners, they ride.
Well, skis by day.
Skis by day. Thank you, Bach Party. And by night. They ride trains. Welcome to the Sleepy Town Express, everybody.
All aboard.
There's Tom Hanks. He's got his hot cocoa ready.
Tom Hanks, you guys heard about the cowboy thing at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks, though, he's known about it for weeks. He's been knitting himself silk cowboy conductor pajamas.
You're right. And
he's the conductor.
He's got personally outfitted cowboy sort of veneered silk pajamas.
Yeah.
For all of you as well. And
yeah, that's true. And little fake badges.
Yeah. They're really, really cute.
Cowboys love fake badges.
Cowboys love fake badges?
Well, I don't know. I was thinking just like Western, like a I guess. But that's still spaghetti Western, so I'm sticking with it.
All right. Some of you
can choose whether you want a cool little fake badge.
Look, we know that being a ski cop is cool, but being a cop is not cool.
Yeah, so and being sheriff, they're always the bad guy.
Yeah, don't
right?
be sheriff.
Be the cowboy. Be the outlaw.
Oh, be the cowboy.
Ski cops.
Be the cowboy. Mitski who?
That's true.
Yeah. But I guess it's all aboard, everyone.
Yeah, it's all aboard o'clock.
So
just a heads up for people